I'm here on New Road with Bob from Bob and Jim. That's somebody I wanted to talk to for a while. We regularly recommend you. Why do we recommend you?
I don't know, really.
Don't be humble.
It's very kind. I guess we try to do a bit of an old-school brand of humour, so it's nice for people if they want a bit of a break from stand-up or sketch comedy to get a bit of old-fashioned double act with a bit of music thrown in.
How was it born?
Well, it came about because we found our grandfather's hats and put them on one rehearsal. We were actually doing a parody of a Take That band, and it just switched over. We started trying to do the old Max Miller type accents, and then it became Bob and Jim as it is today.
Right, and you know, in terms of being two men rehearsing together, you know, Morecambe and Wise, you know, slept together. Are there separate yous, or are you an absolute, you know, duo?
According to Jim's wife, we're inseparable, yeah. But we've had to stop sleeping together since they got married. So, and he's also got two children now, so he spends a lot of time with them. But before that, yeah, we were pretty much always going around next to each other.
But do you guys do other stuff?
We do, yeah. Jim's got a job, and I sometimes work when I have to. So, sometimes we're apart, yeah.
Can you take me into your rehearsal room?
It tends to be somewhere with a comfy seat. And we'd spend a good few hours just chatting about what we'd like as a show. Then we'll go to the pub, have a few pints, then come back and try to do a bit of writing and lark about a bit, and then decide that we're going to do a semi-improvised show. And that's normally how it turns out.
And so where is that line between script and improv?
It blurs. It all depends on the audience, really. We have the jokes that we want to get out there, and then working with them, we normally find nice bits of humour and interesting things and places to go with the audience. So each show is pretty unique to itself, especially this one.
And how do you wake up an audience?
It's a good question. Normally by going a bit quicker and a bit louder, and try and bring out something that will really sort of hit home with them, and then they'll come on board, and then it's the task of keeping them with you.
And how do you make sure that another show isn't another fucking show?
Yeah, it's a good question. This is our third Brighton show, and it was a bit of a struggle. It's finding the uniqueness to each one, and we try to make each one slightly different angle, move the characters on a bit, get a bit more different material. So each one tends to be quite different from the last.
And do you sort of hold your nerves? So if a joke didn't work as well, even say two nights in a row, you don't drop it, you stick with it?
Absolutely, you've got to, because at one point it will work, and then it will be worth keeping it in there all those hours that you did. Yeah. I quite enjoy it. Jim's always suggesting that we write funny material, but I like to write the material that makes me laugh.
Yeah. And what about gags? How do gags fit into comedy?
It's an interesting one, really. I mean, gags seem to be a bit old school now, but because that's what we relish most, that's what we aim for. And I think people tend to use gags in everyday life when they're talking to each other, so we just try and go down that road, really.
Given sort of some of the extremes to which comedy went to, you know, in the 80s and 90s, is old school the new school?
I believe it is, and I think in 10 years everyone will be doing old school acts, ripping off Morecambe and Wise and everything else, so it will be quite an interesting thing to see how it does become the new form of alternative comedy.
Yeah. And so where will Bob and Jim be in 10 years' time? Are they going to be the new old new school, or what?
I think we'll have had to totally rebrand by then. We'll be some sort of modern act where we hold on to microphone stands and sort of moan about the government.
Without giving too much away, but sort of favourite moment from the new show, just give people a flavour.
Well, in this one we do the lot, but at the end of the show we tend to take on any topics that people feel we've missed, and that always for us is the most exciting bit, because then we have 10 minutes of trying to talk about something that obviously means a lot to someone else, but we have to try and find a bit of humour in it.
And people have been asking, if it's Bob and Jim, you know, the lot, is there anything after this?
No, that's the whole point of it. The lot covers everything, so no one ever has to go and see another comedy show again. Right. So if you want to save money, the best thing is come and see the show, and then you don't have to ever bother for the rest of your life.
Let that resonate. Thanks very much, Bob.
Thank you.